From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Speer. Democrats are defending a proposal that would see a massive health care overhaul bill move through the House without members having to even actually vote on it. The latest idea centers around having lawmakers vote on a rule for debate and not the actual Senate health bill itself, which some House Democrats dislike. Under the proposal, the Senate bill would be deemed to have passed without a formal vote once a smaller package of fixes is also signed off on. President Obama has been urging lawmakers to pass the health care overhaul bill before the Easter recess. Even as Democrats continue to figure out how to get a health care bill passed, protesters were descending on Washington to express their displeasure with the health care bill today. Several hundred Tea Party activists, conservatives that have branded the health care bill socialized medicine, were at the U.S. Capitol today. That included protester Matthew Ward of Norwich, New York, who said the health care bill will hurt average Americans.
We're here to kill this bill, and the reason is it's going to just soak the middle class.
Some Republican lawmakers who oppose the bill urge protesters to send emails and go to congressional district offices to stop the measure from being passed. Tiger Woods is coming back to the golf course after taking a hiatus following a public sex scandal. He says he'll play at Augusta National. As NPR's Mike Pesca reports, his presence at the Masters is likely to ensure high TV ratings.
Tim Finchem, who is the head of the PGA, in a February news conference, talked about what Tiger Woods means to the game of golf, and he noted a couple things. One was that in 2008, Tiger Woods was injured and he missed most of the season, and in 2008, the PGA had a record year financially, so that would seem to argue Tiger Woods maybe not that important. However, he does say that Tiger does generate a significant increase in overall interest in the sport and television ratings. So if you look at 2008, when Tiger didn't play in the British Open and the PGA Championship, they had the smallest television ratings for each of those events in years. It was the worst audience in 17 years for the British Open, and the PGA was the least watched major in the 36 years that Nielsen has been tracking ratings.
NPR's Mike Pesca. The Masters is scheduled for April 8th through the 11th. Japanese automaker Honda is recalling some 400,000 late model Odyssey minivans and Element SUVs to fix a problem with brake pedals. Chris Martin is a spokesman for Honda and says the problem centers around concerns air can enter the unit that controls braking and stability systems in the vehicles.
Over time, that air can build up and lead to a soft brake pedal feel. So when you're pressing on your brake pedal, it might depress a little bit further than you would normally expect.
The recall will affect 2007 and 2008 model cars. The lack of movement on interest rates by the Federal Reserve today was welcomed on Wall Street. The Dow closed up 43 points to end the session at 10,685. The Nasdaq was up 15 points today. This is NPR. Two people are dead and several dozen others were injured after a charter bus overturned this morning south of San Antonio. Texas Public Radio's Terry Gilday reports.
The bus left San Antonio headed for Matamoros, Mexico. About 45 miles into the trip, the coach began to swerve and eventually overturned on the median. Reports from the scene say some passengers were ejected, while others remained trapped inside the bus. Some of the injured were airlifted to San Antonio hospitals. No other vehicles were involved in the accident. Reports say some passengers heard a pop before the accident, but it's unclear if a ruptured tire or other mechanical malfunction might have caused the bus to swerve. The coach is owned and operated by the Mexican company Americanos. So far, there are no reports of previous bus accidents linked to that company. Several of the passengers were college students headed to Mexico for spring break. For NPR News, I'm Terry Gilday in San Antonio.
Blame it on the bad weather, a decline in single-family home construction in February. According to the Commerce Department, construction of new single-family homes and apartments was down 5.9% last month. David Crow is chief economist with the National Association of Home Builders and says much of the falloff in construction was in specific regions of the country.
Those declines in single-family construction were isolated completely in the Northeast and the South, the places with the greatest amount of snow.
Building was actually up in the Midwest and the West. Applications for building permits, a key barometer of future activity in the housing market, were down 1.6% last month. Crude oil prices closed higher today. Crude futures were up $1.90 a barrel, ending the session at $81.70 a barrel in New York. I'm Jack Speer, NPR News in Washington.